CFW Mobile.
KO4 CF Mobile.
You happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. How'd everything go yesterday?
Routine, did some blood work, and I'll have to get online to see the results.
Get appointment soon. I gotta get all my blood work done. See if I got my cholesterol down in here, if it's still high, and I need to get back on medicine.
Report said my BMI is right on the edge of being overweight, and it's like, man, I only weigh 173.
When I think of BMI, with me, it's got to be true, but I don't see that at all, Ken. I just don't get that.
Where they get the numbers from or whatever, but it just seems a little bit off for sure. Yeah, one time my doctor wanted me to get my cholesterol down, and the number was like 100.
My numbers were last time, and they had me on a statin, and oh my God, it hurt so bad it wasn't funny. So I just tried to cut stuff out, like sausage, and swap over to like turkey sausage and whatnot. Hopefully it helped. I'll find out next time I go.
All the other guys at work, you know, their cholesterol was in the 200s, and mine was right around 100, and I was baking in sausage every day.
Yeah, I get that. Mine was just, whatever it was, the bad cholesterol was just a little high. And what's bad is the night before, the night before my appointment, we had breakfast and I ate a buttload of bacon. But they swear up and down that wouldn't have affected it at all.
Get out, the medical community really doesn't know what's going on.
See, there's a lot of that. Or it's just kind of a shot in the dark sometimes.
Needed to get in there, you know, and get some blood work, get a new doctor established, get scheduled for a colonoscopy and stuff like that.
I'd like fun, I'm sure. I'm not looking forward to having anything like that done. I'm about to the age I gotta start getting my prostate checked. And, oh God, I'm not looking forward to it.
You know, if it helps you live longer.
So what you and the wife got planned for the weekend?
Any plans this weekend? Stay at home, just fiddle around. I might cut the front grass a little bit. A couple little projects we've got to do. It looks like it's going to get colder midweek, so I got to clear out a spot in the garage to get the plants in.
Doing all my plants in. I need to weed eat. I think it'll be the last time. My son mowed. Now it's my turn. I got to weed eat. Nothing that I've ever found that makes it any better. Straight shaft, curved, it don't matter. It still sucks.
What makes it better is the pump-up sprayer.
Oh, I need to go. I had a guy at work tell me there was some stuff they sell at Tractor Supply, and it'll pretty much kill everything up to small trees. I thought about getting some of that and trying it out.
Yeah, that'd work. You know, that way you wouldn't have to do anything, especially around the bottom of a fence.
Yeah, and then I got some mimosa trees. Man, those things. That tree is a weed. I mean, it really is. It wants to spread like crazy. And they just popped up at my fence line, and I've never taken them down. But I need to get rid of them.
Well, it is classified as a weed.
For any period of time, especially during the peak of the summer, you'll start seeing them come up in the grass, you know, where they're wanting to try to grow out in the yard, but keep them all hacked down, but I don't think you're going to stop them.
They look good when they're in bloom, but boy, they're a real pain. They got them seed pods on them.
And that's basically what happened is, you know, we got like an old kennel in the backyard, and it's just kind of grown up because we've never gotten rid of it. Most of the trees started growing in that area, and I'm okay with that. I was. And then it started growing on the fence line. I'm like, that ain't good.
The get one of any size that's well established, it's a nightmare to get rid of it.
I have to get that done. I definitely got to get my weeding done. I need to close my pool soon. It's coming up on the temperature where my salt water generator won't work. If I don't close it soon, it won't have any chlorine in it. I may end up doing that in the next week or two. I just got to get the kit ordered and the cover. Golly, the covers went up. I mean, it used to be like $40. I think they were $80 this year. This is 60 or 80. It's just crazy.
Generator work if it's cold.
I don't know that I can really explain it well, but you know, they have plates in there that separates the chlorine bonds from the salt water, and something to do with the temperature of the water affects how well it can break those bonds. I don't know if it's a temperature thing, which I don't think it is, because it's all electric, but something is very dependent on temperature.
Never thought about it.
I understand how it works. I know you get some, of course you get the chlorine, it's a byproduct, and you get some kind of gas. I don't remember if it's hydrogen gas that is broken, because you'll actually see it bubble out of the, if it doesn't have good flow, every once in a while you can see it bubble out of the generator. So, but it's really neat. I love it. But yeah, it's not like chlorine tablets where you just put them in and they work in the winter. I mean, those still work when it's cold, but I just don't know. I've almost thought about not covering my pool this year. Just close it down, take everything out, and put a chlorine floater in it and see if that'll keep it from going green.
I mean, I guess if you got enough chlorine, that'll do it, right?
Good, and I'll be honest, it doesn't take a ton of bleach to turn a pool green from green to blue. I mean, you could probably, if it was bad green, I could probably turn it blue within probably 12 to 16 bottles of bleach.
Use a little floater thing, and then I put something in the skimmer, one of the big tablets in the skimmer when we had one.
And I was going to put a chlorinator on the pump, but I didn't have the right fittings this year when I put the pool together, so I got to plan a little better this next year. Because I'm, when it's cooler, I usually open my pool when it's cool and close it when it's cool. Well before and after most people, so the chlorinator would actually help out. But I don't know, so I'm just tempted not to buy the cover this year and hope for the best. Maybe if you keep the leaves and stuff off the top of it, it won't really bother the pool.
We would put it up in the summer, and I would take it completely down and store it in the shed for the winter. KN4 TFW.
An option, but 24 foot above ground, not really an option anymore. But my MTEC, that was the way to go, but now I can't do that. I just thought about saving the money this year, save myself $80 and not cover it. Like I said, you go to Sam's Club and you buy the 3-pack of bleach. They weren't super expensive last time I done it. I'm sure inflation made them go up, but it may still come out cheaper than an $80 cover.
Well, you just keep it cycling. I guess it's like a fish tank, the light is what makes it turn green, and that, so long as you keep the filter on, and that seems like you can put some kind of bio media in there to like in an aquarium to keep it from having the nitrates to turn it green.
I'll bloom some algae if I don't put chlorine in it, so I don't know, I haven't decided yet. I definitely got to order the closing kit, that would help. And I can put a chlorine floater in it. We'll see. That might just last a year. But if I do that, if I leave the pump attached, I'll have to run it anytime it gets cold. I don't know if I want to do that or not. But either way, I still think it'd be fine. Like I said, it's not that hard to earth in the filter, and that helps get the smaller particles out of it. It helps the sand out. I order me a Yagi this weekend. See if I can get it put up this next week. Try to tell you what, I've kind of enjoyed the satellite thing again. It's been nice to kind of get back into it. Have a radio that's capable. It was fun. I didn't hear a whole lot last night. I kind of got tired and turned the radio off, though.
Never mind up yesterday afternoon, but decided just taking a little nap was better.
I woke up this morning. Gotta get off early, come home, and take a nap.
You know, you wake up and you think, man, only 60 more hours and I can go back to bed.
Woke up, oh man, if I get off at 1 or 2, I could come home, take a nap, play on the radio, and then stay up and watch TV. That's what I was thinking this morning when I woke up.
Thing that I was off yesterday, or I'd have been late for sure.
Late? No, I don't believe that.
The guys were out. There's like an electrical box, distribution box out there behind my house, and they were messing with it. Susan said the power flipped on and off a couple of times, and I didn't pay no attention to it because the clock that's right beside the bed was on, but the one I was using for alarm clock had reset itself and lost the alarm part of it. And then I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't wake up until like 5:40.
Sleep in yesterday, they did. KO4CEM.
Like, man, boy, I'm glad I didn't have to work today. But I got it all reset again last night, so we're working good.
Friday and get 2 days off to no alarm clocks, hopefully. We're not selling popcorn this week, and I am done with that.
Popcorn, you don't have to sell it, right?
A couple weeks, I think, but no, I'm not going to take part in it. Thinking some newer parent that needs the money to help pay the dues, they can have that. They've figured it out. My boys should have enough to cover their dues. Probably summer camp. And then we got camp cards coming up in January, February. And those things are a deal. I mean, just most of the coupons on it were more than pay for the cards.
Or restaurants and stuff like that.
And there's a couple different areas, like the one we sell kind of covers Bowling Springs, Spartanburg area. And it's $10 for the card. And there's one thing on it, and it's like a buy one, get one free entree at Capri's. Well, you know, if you go in there and get chicken cutlet, I think is what my wife likes, it's like $15. You basically get one free. That's already paid for the card. And then there's, you know, $5 off at Tractor Supply if you spend a certain amount. And $5 off at Ingles. I mean, look at this. Better than those little coupon books you used to buy back in the day where you struggled to find anything in there. These are some pretty decent deals in there.
Yeah, we ate in Dunkin' the other night. Went up to that Dunkin' family restaurant. I guess it was Wednesday night with some friends. And that, I don't know how that place stays in business. The prices are so low.
And nowadays, it's hard to imagine you can get anything priced low and affordable.
Beef liver and onions with gravy and mashed potatoes and two other sides, and it's like $8.99.
After all that.
Yeah, country fried steak with three sides for $7.99.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, they're closed like on Tuesday.
Closed on one day a week. And then you say they got cheap prices. That is, unless they own the building or something, you kind of wonder how they're making a profit that way.
Yeah, since the late 70s, early 80s, or whatever, but I mean, it's usually the time we go, it's never crowded. She said, now if you go on a Saturday or a Sunday, it's going to be, you know, crowded for a while. But, I mean, it was, I think there was maybe two other couples in there on that. But it's a really good deal.
We're in Duncan around supper time. I might have to keep that in mind. You know, I don't try to go there too often. But, well, Ken, it is that time for me. I need to grab my stuff out of the truck and start this trek on into plant. So you be safe on the rest of your way to work, and hopefully maybe we'll holler at you this afternoon unless I can sneak out early. Otherwise, maybe it'll be around 3 or 4. So if I don't talk to you, you have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you at least Monday morning. KO4CES, and I'll be clear when you find them.
And you have an awesome day and a good weekend, and maybe I'll catch you over the weekend. KN4 DSW.